hunting, and fishing were now merely excuses to drink excessively. I made promises to myself, my family, and friends, and broke them. Short dry spells ended in heavy drinking. I tried to hide my drinking by going places where I was unlikely to see anyone I knew. Hangovers and remorse were always with me. The next steps were bottle hiding and excuses for trips in order to drink without restraint. Cunning, baffling, powerful, the gradual creeping up of the frequency and quantity of alcohol and what it does to a person is apparent to everyone but the person involved. When it became noticeable to the point of comment, I devised ways of sneaking drinks on the side. Rehearsals then became a part of the pattern, stopping at bars on the way to or from the place where drinks were to be served. Never having enough, always craving more, the obsession for alcohol gradually began to dominate all my activities, particularly while traveling. Drink planning became more important than any other plans. I tried the wagon on numerous occasions, but I always felt unhappy and abused. I tried psychiatry, but of course I gave the psychiatrist no cooperation. I was living in constant fear that I would get caught while driving a car, so I used taxis part of the time. Then I began to have blackouts, and that was a constant worry. To wake up at home, not knowing how I got there, and to realize I had driven my car became torture. Not knowing where I had been or how I got home was making me desperate. It now became necessary to have noon drinks at